Ladies and gentlemen, Ciarán Walsh from Gowna in County Cavan is no stranger to the JF Show. Founder of the Dog Internet Company, he has guested many times with us here on the programme. And I think it's fair to say that his mission in life is to make sure that dog owners, dog walkers and those who work with dogs, whether it be professionally or on a voluntary basis, he wants to make sure that they have the basic training and dog care skills needed to make sure that their relationship with the canine is at all times safe and friendly. And Ciarán is with me on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe. And this is a day that I'm so happy, and everybody on my team is absolutely delighted, has arrived. It's the day we make new ground. It's the day we hopefully change the culture of dog ownership in Ireland.
All right. Now, we
and
know.
In no small part to you, Joe.
And thank you for that. And we're going to talk about the good news in a moment. But I just thought maybe, first of all, we should talk a little bit about, you know, people who work with dogs, people who own dogs, people who care for dogs. And unfortunately, still too often, there's a vicious dog attack reported on a child or adult, at times requiring medical or emergency surgical intervention. And every time that happens, it's followed by calls for a minimum standard of education for all dog owners. But very soon, that call is forgotten about, isn't it?
This is precisely what we talked about roughly, I think it was March, 6-7 months ago. One of Ireland's leading experts, Nancy Creedon, was before the Oireachtas. She made this call. And again, after a few weeks, everything went silent. And today, I'm really delighted that that possibility of having a course of basic dog care skills, which functions like a driving theory test, is now available to the public. And it's available to everyone who works for a rescue shelter, be it as a volunteer or a member of staff or any animal charity. And in the 6 months that we spoke, I'm delighted to say that almost within minutes of talking on your show back in March, I got a call from an investor who could make these things possible. And we've got a fantastic relationship with one of the largest e-learning media platforms in the world, which is the Olive Group of Companies. It's an Irish company, 1,000 employees. And quite simply, we have an amazing partnership where we will charge the public in Ireland almost nothing, €10 to do this course up to the end of the year. But the other side of this, Joe, is that if anybody is volunteering as for a rescue shelter or an animal charity, they can do the course and the certification completely free.
So it's a certified standard of education that you're offering with this course.
Yes, it's the basic minimal set of skills anyone should have if they're going to take possession of a dog or work with the dog. And it's been professionally certified, professionally accredited by the International Society of Animal Professions, which is an international group of veterinary practitioners, dog behaviors, dog trainers. So it's had no less than, I think, 50 contributors, including dog lawyers, dog book authors, behaviors, and so on, from around the world. And after, I suppose, a year of discussions, we finally minimized it down to what's easy to do, what's easy to understand. And the core here is, if anybody's thinking about getting a dog, this course sets it out, what you need to know, how you need to get a thinking process, not just with your family, but with your neighbors next door, with the local rescue shelter. We go through all the tick boxes, the type of discussions your family should have before you dare to look at this. And then we even look at it from the point of view of somebody going into a rescue shelter or to work with an animal charity. What are the emotional risks, the mental risks, the physical risks? And indeed, a list of checks on questions to ask the charity. Are they actually insured? What's the plan if somebody gets bitten? And these things happen all the time. So it's there now. It's out there in the public. And on Sunday, we're launching it to the pet industry. That's very different from the animal charities, because unless the industry, and what I'm talking about the industry here, the pet industry, is people who make money from walking other people's dogs, cafe owners, dog-friendly cafes. And we've even got a few solicitors interested in this now, because solicitors go in front of a judge every so often defending somebody who lost control of their dogs and it caused an accident. And there's nothing out there at the moment. However, with this course, at least their legal representative can say, "Judge, my client has made an effort over the last few weeks to understand the basics and ensure this won't happen again."
Because, okay, we have a dog license system in place and we have the microchipping and so many wonderful things have happened, spaying and neutering and all of that sort of thing. And we have become, as a society, Ireland is a more dog-friendly place. But, and the big but is, we see a dog, we fall in love with the dog, we take the dog home, and really, we know nothing about how a dog behaves, what to expect, the do's and the don'ts. You think you're doing a good job, maybe you're not. So a course like this is badly needed, because I think at times we forget that, you know, even the most gentle, kindest, caring, loving dog, they have canine characteristics. And we lose sight of that at times.
We do. And there's, you know, there's one very good American author, and she basically says, when you have a dog in your house and if you don't know how to manage it and treat it properly, you may have a ticking time bomb. And in the States, the enormous difficulty is that every third domesticated dog in the USA is believed to have come from an intensive farm where it's anything but properly socialized. And this is represented in the figures. Every 70 seconds, somewhere in the States, a child is brought into emergency surgery after a dog bite. And when Nancy Creedon was in front of the Oireachtas several months ago, she was talking about the necessity to have a course like this brought into Ireland. But she also talked about the need to have a team of dog bite experts assessing behavior around the country. Mm-hmm. And I think the difficulty here with Nancy Creedon is if her opinions are ignored, if nothing happens, we buy into a bigger problem, because Nancy Creedon is the leading expert. And there's many other experts who have been warning about this for years. However, at least after your show, the proposition that we should have a basic course like a driving test, that's no longer in question. That's out there. That's available to everyone.
All right. And it's aimed, as I said in my introduction, at dog owners, ladies and gentlemen, dog walkers, those who work with dogs, as I said, whether it be professionally or voluntary. And of course, the point I would make is, yes, I know there are people listening this morning who will say, "I've worked with dogs all my life. I don't need to do something like this." I don't know. Why not? You're bound to take something positive from it, and you're bound to learn more from it, because as mentioned by Ciarán, so many of the world's greatest experts have all contributed to designing this model and putting it in place. So for those listening this morning, Ciarán, and they want to find out more about this training course, what can they do?
Right, well, very simple. If you get onto doginternet.ie, you get straight onto our site, and you can go straight onto the course. You can buy it for just 10 euros. Now, just to take that, Joe, you'll have a lot of dog owners, and they say, "Oh, I've had the dog for X number of years. Why should I bother with this? I know it all." They're right to about 90% of that statement. However, within this course, in the last section, we show people how to build a social and legal network around the animal, just in case any of what we call the 7 D's could happen, that you could become destitute before you know it, you can become homeless very quickly, a divorce can trigger a problem over custody of the dog, you could be delayed at an airport and there's no follow-up on who's going to take ownership of the dog, and you discover a vet cannot deal with a stranger unless there's written authority. So quite simply, for that alone, you're guaranteeing the safety and welfare of your animal, even if you're not in a position to do it. One of the strange things, Joe, when we were researching this over the years and we talked to dog wardens and rescue shelter managers, there's a sort of an unwritten law out there, which is if somebody's in rented accommodation, no way are they getting a dog. Now, if you look at this part of the course where somebody who is in rented accommodation comes in with what's called the MAP plan, in other words, appoint a caregiver, make the plan, they would then be in a stronger and a better position than somebody who has no idea how to look after the pet. And there would be probably better caregivers, better dog keepers than your average house owner. So we're presenting something there to change the culture of how and who should be getting dogs from rescue shelters. The other thing here is we also have a template for what all rescue shelter managers would dream of. In other words, an owner coming in, proving they've done the homework, a long tick box, they're able to nominate the local vet, the groomer, the nutritionist, and so on. So the idea with this course is it will make life a lot easier for everybody associated with
it's
an animal charity.
It's a win-win.
Everywhere.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, good luck with it, Ciarán, and I know it's going to be a huge success for you because this makes perfect sense on every front. For more information, ladies and gentlemen, go to doginternet.ie. And I'm told you had no power, no electricity last night in Gowna. Has it been restored?
Well, it got restored at the very end of the last candle. But Joe, as you know, ever since I've been on your show, it's been a case like this that the gods in dog heaven always deliver something at the last minute.
Okay, well, I hope they do so again today. Ciarán Walsh, good luck to you and everything you do, and thank you for being with us today on the show.